يا والله ايش استنبي هو يصور ظلك صور طول النهار.
These old men playing cards in the Jalazon refugee camp near the West Bank city of Ramallah have plenty of time to think of the past. Many have been here for 60 years, ever since they fled their homes in what became Israel. 60 years after Israel's founding, more than 4 million Palestinians are still refugees. Many live in crowded refugee camps like Jalazon on the West Bank, which Israel seized in the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. Mohammed Goanme and his mother Hajar have lived in Jalazon for more than 50 years. Mohammed was born in the camp. His only other address was an Israeli prison, where he served time for being a leader of the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad. Hajar says all the family has left of their former home in the village of Douayme is the key to their house. The family fled in the 1948 war that followed Israel's independence. Hajar says she still longs to go back.
If I had my way after 60 years, I would go back right now, and nothing here means anything to me. The only thing that means anything is my village. I can't go back, and I'm frustrated. I will only be a total human being if I can go back.
In 1948, as their state was declared, Israelis were joyous, but Arab armies almost immediately attacked the new state. Israel fought a desperate battle for survival. In the process, 700,000 Palestinians lost their homes and fled to surrounding Arab countries and the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Douayme was attacked by Israel's 89th Battalion. About 100 villagers were killed. Everyone else fled, never to return. Nothing remains of the village, which is now agricultural land inside Israel. Israeli leaders say the Jewish state would be doomed if Palestinian refugees are allowed to return to their former homes in Israel. Issa Maruri directs the Jerusalem Legal Aid Center in the West Bank city of Ramallah. He says the refugee issue is central to the Palestinian cause.
The issue of refugees is the essence of the conflict. Before 1967, the West Bank and Gaza was not occupied, and there was no settlements, there was no barrier, but there was conflict because of the issue of refugees.
Back in the Jalazon camp, the refugees are bitter after 60 years of exile. This old man says he will never give up the dream of returning to his old home.
All the people in the camp, and not just this camp, have two things that are important to them: their land and their honor. These two are inseparable.
But Mohammed Goanme says while he would like to return to Douayme, he realizes he probably never will.
The right of return is the right of every refugee to go back to their towns. But is it possible? I do not think so.
Mohammed says if a Palestinian state is created in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, he will accept it as his new home. He says Palestinians will drop their resistance to Israel once they have a state of their own. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.